You may be seated. To prepare each one of us to hear what God is saying tonight. And I know whatever he says, your answer is going to be in it.
Yes, sir.
Or direction for direction.
Yes, sir.
Direction, protection.
Yes, sir.
There are some verses I need to read before I tell you what we're going to study tonight, because it's very important that this apostolic hour on the church prepare us, no matter what come, pandemic, panic, people panic, personal opinion won't mean anything to us as we know what we're doing and know that God has us covered. So there's a scripture that Jesus used in John 16, verse 12, going to help prepare us. John 16, verse 12. This scripture was used prior to the Holy Ghost being manifested in our life. Jesus had not died yet, so the Holy Spirit has not come in his fullness. And so Jesus preaching, he preludes some things he's about to say to them, letting them know there are some things they wasn't ready for. All right? Now remember, this is before the Holy Spirit was manifested in Acts chapter 2. All right? And so Jesus made this statement in the gospel. He says, look at that verse. I've yet many things. See it? Things are plural, isn't it? To say unto you. I want you to underline things, and I want you to underline the word say. Say. Because the Lord have revealed something to me I'm going to reveal to you tonight that's going to change your life completely. Amen.
Amen?
So I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now you understand what territory we're in. He said that because when God speaks, he speaks spiritually. And there are levels of speaking. And if he speak at a certain level and you're not there, you will not be able to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
If he speak on a level where your flesh got control, where your spirit haven't overrode your flesh, you're going to resist it. Because you think you already have it. All right. So we're talking about maturing you now. So there Jesus said so many things that the Holy Spirit going to reveal, want to reveal to his people. But at that time, they couldn't hear it all yet. One of the things included in that, everything is yours. All things are yours. That's included in that. But there's a certain level of hearing, there's a certain level of seeing, there's a certain level of understanding. I keep using this word, but I got to use it. Apostolically, we got to move to beyond just the pastor, the teaching, and the evangelist. There's levels that the church have not moved to. Now, this statement is made after the Holy Spirit was given. This statement is made again. I'm going to show it to you in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. I want to prep you here to prepare you here for where we're going. I'll give you a subject in a little while. But now look what it says in Hebrews 5, 11. Now this is after the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Ghost coming in his fullness. It's after. Now, this statement should not need to be made, but if people are not properly taught, they can't move no further. They just go through a religious ritual, and they don't have enough revelation to move in realms of the Spirit that no matter what happened, I win. I can't hear you. Y'all want to go there? Now, that's some truth we have to learn. I don't care how long you've been in church. There's a thing because of the pioneering factors here to bring the whole. We speak into the nation. We're not just here in Darrow. Now, they listen and listen. But the apostolic Lord told me to speak to the nation and speak to churches all over the world that good Christians can move in places they've never been before. All right. Now he said this to Christians who've been going in circles. Like a circle? You remember we talked about in Hebrews chapter 6? The doctrine of Christ, the laying on of hand, repentance from dead work. You remember that? Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, in essence, those are the elementary aspect of it. You grow from them in maturity. But if you stay in them, just keep teaching, you got to have faith or you got to repent. You ought to know to repent now. Now, remember Hebrews chapter 6? In those first verses, he said we move on to perfection, move on to maturity, move on to growing. And I'm proud to say that the body of Christ is still in the elementary stages. Because of the pulpit. We keep teaching you the same thing over and over again. But you got to have more faith. You got to grow. You got to grow. See, how? I'm willing, but how? Tell me how. He says here now to the church. It's in the Holy Ghost had come and many things have happened. But Paul said here, apostolic, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. You see it? Seeing you are dull of hearing. Now you see, we'll look at those two scriptures and don't realize what is between those two scriptures. A whole lot of church been going on. But yet, it's saying the same thing as John 16:12 said. It's time to go further. But he told them, y'all not ready. Because y'all still teaching, laying on of hand on each other. Y'all laying hand on each other. Y'all still ain't ready to go lay hand on somebody else. Now, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, we know this voice of this voice, but we don't know how this voice work. And tonight the Lord's going to show us how to work this verse. And it'll stop a whole lot of things that have been happening in your life. It's going to stop. John 10:10. It's not the text, but I want you to see it because what it's going to do is going to stop some things. Hold on a minute. I want to give you something. You got John 10:10?
Yes, sir.
What I started to say, let me say this again. Growing beyond pandemics, because some more coming. Growing beyond panics, you won't panic. Growing beyond pressure's not going to bother you anymore because you just after this one service tonight, you'll be from under pressure. And you live beyond public opinion. That includes the newspaper, the television, the internet, or whatever they got. You're going to live beyond all that. That's all right with you? Wave your hand at me. That's all right with you? All right, you better be glad you're here tonight. This is a night to be here. All right, now, how can I say this so you can really catch a hold of this? In dealing with... Oh, I got it. With John 10:10, The thief is the enemy, right? Now he tell you what he's here for. The thief coming not but to steal and to kill and destroy. Three things, right? He said, I am come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You see that? Say this, Lord. That's the way I got to say this for to open us up to I got it. Here's what we're dealing with. Then I'm going to go back down and give you the statement. Maturing, write this down, in hearing the voice of God accurately. And I'm going to tell you how. Maturing in hearing the voice of God accurately. All right? Now, John 10:10, you saw that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me, that's the subject we're going to deal with. But I'm going to tell you something about John 10:10. Let me get back to it. Knowing how to hear God's voice accurately, you listening?
Yes,
will stop every attempt of the enemy to defeat you.
Yes, sir. Yes. All right. Yes, yes.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Knowing how. I'm going to show you how. Knowing how, other words, hearing God's voice puts you into the B part of John 10:10.
Amen.
All you got to be able to do is be able to hear his voice beyond religion, beyond tradition, beyond patterns that have been set. It's when you need a miracle, there's a miracle word in John 2:5. You know what John 2:5 says?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Whatsoever he says to you, do it. But if he says something to you, for you to do it, you got to
hear.
Because whatever he says to you is not going to be normal. Is not going to be an alphabetical order. Is not going to be numerically. Technology can't deal with it. When you hear God's voice, you're above all technology. You're above the alphabet. And you're above all numbers. Oh, man, come on.
Right.
See, you're beyond calculation.
Yes, sir.
I'll use another word. When a person knows how to hear God's voice, they are beyond evaluation. They, I mean it because they're just water turned to wine. Bread multiply. Fish multiply. Because you're operating in, when you hear God's voice, you're operating in a word y'all all know, Rhema.
Yeah.
A word spoken to you with the power to cause itself to come to pass.
Wow.
Rhema, revelation. Write these words down. Rhema, revelation, rim. You're in another realm. You're not in religion.
Amen.
You're not in ritual.
That's right.
You're in a realm. You're walking in God's miracle cycles. When you hear God's voice, your words become creative. You begin to speak miracles out of your mouth because God's voice and your mouth have become one.
Wow.
But it can't happen without hearing, seeing, and understanding. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So, the lineup is here. The lineup to really hear God's voice is spoken to us many times, but we had not seen it. The lineup is, number one, the calling. Number two, the inheritance. And number three, the power. Now, where the church had been at large, I know some doing the right thing, but where the church had been at large and where I think we miss it a lot of time, we have jumped to the inheritance. Those are our prayer. See, the first key to the abundant life is calling. I know that by revelation, and I know that personally in my life, that I dwell on my calling. I don't dwell on inheritance. I don't dwell on power. But because I dwell on the calling, the inheritance and the power come. Let me show it to you three or four times. All right, let's look at Matthew 6:33. Why we jump to the internet voice? We say the whole voice, but we go to the end. You just tell me the truth, yeah, night. Now, you ain't gonna get no revelation, you don't tell the truth. We go to the internet voice. You know, we know we go to the internet voice. We heard him read to it, and all things work together for good. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, we prelude that, but we're going to the end. So you didn't hear him. So that's why it's not added. See, your emphasis, when you don't hear his voice, your emphasis go to the wrong aspect of the verse.
Come on, sir.
Let me show you another one. Talk about hearing his voice. Look in Romans 8:28. Then I'll show you another one. We jump. Because that's the way we've been trained. See, we've been trained like that to cause people to come to church.
Come on, sir.
People think they're going to get something, so they come to church. Something physically, or some, you know, car, house, or something. And those are the least things of the Spirit. Should have been had that. The house you want, the car you want, anything you want, you should have been had that. That's minor stuff. We got to work on the major. But when you want to hear his voice, the first thing you want to hear is what he's calling you to do. What verse I told you to? Romans 8:28. All right, all things work together for good for them that love God. You know, so we're just dancing. But then it says those who are called according to his purpose. So we've got to get to that part. And because of not knowing how to hear his voice, we're dancing at the all things work together for good. But it's not without those who are called. You see it?
Yes,
according to his purpose. Come on.
Yes,
all right, you're not convinced. Hebrews 11:6.
Yes,
without faith, watch this now, it's impossible to please him. All right, I got faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, all right? And that he is what?
Lord.
Of who?
Yes.
That what?
Yes.
Seek what?
Yes.
See, you haven't heard his voice if the calling not first.
Yes, sir.
Now, just think about what that's going to do to your life. Come on now, Claire. Just think about right here tonight, what this is going to do to your prayer, what this is going to do to your decrees, because you're listening in divine order. Good God Almighty. Yeah, you're listening in order because once you hear his voice, he's going to instruct you how to get the rest.
Yes, sir.
But you got to hear his voice and you got to put him first. See, he first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the, if you look at Isaiah 1:19. All these voices point to the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Properly hearing his voice. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The willing and obedience come from hearing his voice and doing what he tell you do. Then shall you eat the good of the land. Now, I'm speaking from revelation and experience over these 47 years. God just add things to my life. He just added. Because I'm busy. I'm busy. I don't have time to add them. I'm busy with his business. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Online, are y'all hearing? How many people online? Put it up there. Are y'all hearing me? Huh? The first instruction God's voice is going to give you is your calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. All right.
Yeah. Amen.
Now let's go. Two sets of scripture I want to look at. And I'll give you the introduction after I read the two sets of scripture. Well, let me give you some things right here. And write these things in your own way. Maturing in hearing the voice of God accurately. That's what we're dealing with. Now, listen to these three things now. If you want to hear his voice, these three things I'm about to say is very important. Faith, love, and thanksgiving must be in place and kept in place. Faith, love, and thanksgiving. I don't care who aggravating you. I don't care who getting on your nerve. Get them off your nerve. You're going to have faith, love, and thanksgiving to hear the voice of God. Satan will trick you. You won't hear his voice. He sent people to you to get you upset. He made that girl who you went to pay your insurance act like you wasn't standing there. You know you've been there. He made that person act like they don't see you. Satan is his world. He got people he used to keep you from hearing God's voice. Listen, faith, love, and thanksgiving must be in place and kept in place. Listen very carefully, because the voice of God is the Trinity.
Yes, sir.
The Father,
yes, sir.
The Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are the same voice.
Yes, sir.
Once you hear them properly, there's another voice added. Oh, man. Once you train to hear the voice of the Father, the voice of the Son, and the voice of the Holy Ghost, there's another voice that has to be heard. There's another voice. Listen, children, packing the same power. Let there be light. When you learn how to hear the voice of God, your voice becomes spiritual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your voice becomes creative. Your voice shut Satan down. Your voice. Because your voice now is speaking synonymous with God. Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, listen very carefully. Hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is hearing the voice of God with a seal on it. Done. Come on now, done. Is hearing the voice of God. The Holy Spirit seals what you hear.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can stop it. Oh, we're far beyond clapping our hand yet right now. See, see, you speak. I'll say it the way we can understand it. You speak a sealed deal. Wait a minute now. I'm not through. I'm not through with the Samson. No matter what the situation is. From this night forward, you're going to know how to speak a sealed deal that cannot be stopped. And that's what God wants in the church. That's God looking for a group. He can use them that way.
Yes, sir.
See, see, huh? It's a sealed deal. See, honey, I've spoken it. It's a sealed deal. I heard from God. My voice is sealed with victory. My voice is sealed with triumph. My voice is sealed with creative power. My word, my voice is sealed with Mark 11, 23. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say. See, you can't say unless you heard it. I think we're saying a lot of stuff we never heard. We're saying stuff we read. You remember what? Go back to John 6:63. I got to teach you clear here. Go back to John 6:63. We are saying a lot of stuff we haven't heard. We're saying stuff we read and we got the sound of. Three things that happened. Go back to John 6:63. Three things that happened. Here's what this sealing will do. When you hear God's voice, now you're operating in the truth. Second thing is, you operating in an unshakable trust. When you heard it, you got truth, you got trust. Third thing is tenacity. You got a hold of it. You got courage. You're not receiving no for answer. Because you're too powerful. Are you following me? Because you're speaking a word you've heard. So all the spiritual impact from heaven is backing you up. Because you're not talking as a church girl or a church boy now. You're somebody talking that you heard from God yourself. Now we pray for hours and thank God for prayer, but your prayer is going to change now. Because while you praying, you should be hearing. Sometimes prayer is saying and hearing. And sometimes God shut your saying down so he can tell you something. You see what John 6:63 says? See, it's the word that I speak to you. Not the word I spoke to Paul or David. To you. The real hearing of God's voice is the most powerful position you can train in by fully yielding to the leading of the Holy Ghost. When God gives you a word, you just... Matter of fact, words, I thank you, Holy Ghost. Words that are truly heard from God cannot come without the assistance of the Holy Ghost. Write that down. Words that are truly, you heard that, Carol? Words that come from God cannot come, how I said it, without the assistance of the Holy Ghost. Every word you really hear, the Holy Ghost is obligated. Angels are obligated. Oh, my goodness. Jesus is obligated. Jesus is obligated to repeat it to God. He's sitting at the right hand, right? As if God didn't hear it, God heard it. But Jesus is obligated to make sure that it go through. That's why I say you should know the truth. He said, you're free. The thief can't steal no more because you got a word from God. See, hearing from God is the truth.
That's right.
All right? Now, are you with me? Say it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, keep your spirit open now. Y'all need to hear this. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Know this, that knowing how to hear the voice of God was the master key of Jesus' life and ministry. The master key of Jesus' life and ministry is coming to me tonight. As I mature and know how to hear the voice of God, my life becomes like Jesus' life. You say, wait a minute, that's Jesus. All right, look at John 1:12. Jesus Christ. But as many as receive him,
yes,
to them give he what?
Power.
Be what?
Yes.
What Jesus was?
Son of God.
But he was constantly, come on now, he was constantly knowing how to hear the voice of his Father.
Yes.
That was his secret. Jesus, turn to John 14. Jesus revealed his secret of ministry. He revealed it. Yeah, he revealed it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Prior to going in, did you hear that statement? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Go.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? Let me read it to you again. Knowing this, that knowing how to hear the voice of God, and this is what you're being trained now, how to hear the voice of God was the master key of Jesus' life and ministry.
Yes, sir.
Why? He was not operating as a God. He was operating, listen, as a man who could hear the voice of God. Come on, talk to me here. In his life and his ministry. Why did he do that? So you could know why you here. You can live the same kind of life he lived, helping other people get out of trouble. You know that Jesus never had to get himself out of trouble. He was always helping somebody else. Because he knew how to handle a situation, and it couldn't get up on him. He'll stop it. Stop the wind from blowing. Stop the rain from falling. He'll stop it. But in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the enemy, just like I did. What it was, Luke 21:15, I give you mouth and wisdom that the enemy have no gainsay and can't resist what you say. See how far the church off? Because of lack of maturity. The maturing bread is being able to hear his voice and enter into the truth. And you enter into the zone that the wisest man, Solomon said, you enter into the third chapter of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him all your way and he'll direct your path. That's what truth will do for you. There's nothing in this room right now, nothing online. There's nothing can't be handled with these words being spoken now. Because if you let him, he'll speak to you. You know why? He loves you. He gave his life for you. All of your victories are already paid for.
Yes.
Say it out your mouth. All of my victories. Talk to yourself sometime like that, all right? That's all right, but come up. Just say, all my victories already. See, the enemy will know you know something.
Yes.
So tonight, everything's already settled in your life. If you need a word, let me prophesy. If you need a word, your word is on the way. Just keep open that Bible. Just keep open. I tell you, just keep open that Bible. That Bible, he gonna leap out that Bible, tell you exactly what to do, and gonna back you up, and gonna seal it. He'll seal it before you see it. Jesus had trouble with the disciples. I have me to call my trailer up here to get this thing straight. All right. Turn to John Gospel chapter 10. Now we're talking about maturing in hearing the voice of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Now I want to tell you something right now. You're not matured. Just shut up. I don't care how many scriptures you got in Mark. I don't care what you think you know. Some things I'm saying tonight you never heard before. So if you sit here and think you're matured, you're going to miss the whole thing. That's what he wants us to think with our religious self. That I know it. Pastor just talking. Apostle just talking tonight. I'm at church. Thank God. No! You're here for God to speak to you and put you on another level that you can function differently. Don't let these revelations pass you sitting there all thinking you know what I'm saying. Listen, I want you to listen. God changing your life tonight. Something happened to you never happened to you before. You're moving in a new position. Don't set your religiously and let these revelations pass you by without receiving them. That when you walk out here, I'm in another position. I know better. I just didn't go to a Bible class or a Bible teaching. God spoke to me. I saw something by revelation that changed my life. So you got to use this word. You can't... You have to make the confession, I'm not living on the same level no more. And I tell you, I can get ready for these services. Something have shifted in the atmosphere. So y'all get ready. I want y'all to be ready to go to the changes that God has proved. And don't let this... I think all other stuff that I taught you was prep time for you to be high enough when this come out that you'd be ready to go for it. All right? Sit down, because I'm going to give you some more information before I get out of here tonight. Yes, amen. Yeah, amen. Now, you had John 10? Now, I want you to write this down. When you yield to the fresh training of hearing his voice. This is fresh training. Now watch. See, actually, I want to say this. How can I say this, Holy Spirit? Every door that you need open in your life is based only upon you being able to hear his voice. His voice is the door.
Yes, sir.
So every time you hear his voice, a door come open that's been shut. By the enemy, listen very carefully, in his disguise, supposed to be power. You see clean through it. K, cast his clay in his days. You just say in round four, I'll see you later. That's the way you should be able to be. Call a number. Call around. Say, all right, it's over now. All right. Now, look at this. Listen to these voices now. I want you to listen to them different now. I want you to listen to them with ears to hear, eyes to see, and soul and hearts to understand. We'll begin at the first verse, Jesus the speaker. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Now, I heard something when I was reading those verses. I said, Lord, yes. We're trying to go through doors, and we have not heard the instruction of how. And we become a thief. And the accuser point his fingers at us and say, he or she don't even know what they're talking about. They're quoting scripture. I don't care if you don't like it. Listen. Verse 2 says, but he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. In Revelation, I know that he's talking about a door, but the Holy Ghost said to me, hearing my voice properly is the door into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, into the creative realm of calling things that be not as though they were. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch. The third voice. Let me hurry, because I got to hurry here. Third voice. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Verse 4, and when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You listening?
Yes, sir.
So when you hear his voice, no matter what you're dealing with, you're walking behind him.
Come on, Dad.
He's taking care of it before you get there.
Yes.
You look what it says. Verse 4, when he put it for his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep what? Follow him. For they know his voice. And a stranger who's saying, you can't go there. I got you locked down. And a stranger will they not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. So any voice of defeat, any voice of failure, I will not listen to it another day in my life. Because I'm following victory. I'm following somebody who already have defeated death. I'm following somebody who declared and decreed all power is in my hand. So if he got all power, there's no other power that can stop me. So when you really know how to hear his voice, you consistently, constantly, day by day, walking and functioning in resurrection power. Every grave you're coming out of, every such a way, every situation tonight, not tomorrow. Listen to me, I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about tonight. Everything that's been hindering you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that been, you coming out tonight. Because tonight you come out in resurrection power. You come out with a resurrected voice. I hear the Spirit of God say, your blessings are unfolding. right now before your very eye. Your blessing, all your blessings are unfolding. They've been there full up waiting on you, but they're unfolding right now in the name that is above every name. I receive mine. I'm getting off the denominational train. Put me off right here, the religious train. I'm coming off the traditional train. I want off right now. Hush your mouth. Hallelujah. The enemy said, don't let her say nothing. Let all the rest of them talk, but don't let her say nothing, because she knows what she's talking about. Everybody in this class, you in that category. If you're listening, you go over this stuff over and over again. Listen, sit down. I'm going to give you 10, 15 more minutes. Look in the Sam opening at the 27th verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, thank God. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, thank God, no demon either. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. All right, Lord. Go to, when you yield to the fresh training of you and his voice, John 10, 1 through 5, verse 27 through 29. You got that? All right, let's go back up. Jesus revealed the power of hearing, seeing, and understanding what the Father was saying and doing to him and through him. Let me get it now, because I want to put you in that same category. Jesus reveals, turn to John 14. Jesus reveals the power of hearing, seeing, and understanding what the Father was saying and doing to him and through him. Now, if you just want him to do it to you, he ain't gonna do it. So let me read that again. See, because a real hero understands that Jesus revealed the power of hearing, seeing, and understanding what the Father was saying and doing to him and through him. John 14. Boy, I didn't get far tonight, I tell you. I got many more points. I just had to finish it. Sunday, John 14. Now listen to this. This is powerful. I hope, help me, Holy Spirit. John 14 and 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now watch what he says. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see that? Are you still there? Now notice what he says next, because we've got to get to a certain point here. If you had known me, ye should have known my Father also. When you start hearing properly, you can say the same thing. When you hear the voice of God, the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Holy Spirit and know how to obey them, you and the Father. Y'all ain't ready for this. See, don't be scared. That's some old religious spirit, some old dead spirit, old church spirits. You and the Father become one. Your life is designed in identity and image and creation to live on earth just like Jesus did. The Father is ready to back you up just as much as he backed Jesus up. All he needs you to do is hear his voice and obey what he said. You're designed by God to be a quickener. You designed by God to give situations spiritual life. You designed by God not to be making all this religious talk and not expecting something to happen. When you say something, when I turn the knob on my faucet, I expect water to come out. When I hit the switch in my house, I expect the light to come on. I ain't just hitting no doggone switch. I ain't planning on walking in no darkness because I hit the switch. When I turn the air conditioning on, I'm ready for the heat to leave. When I turn the switch on my car and it don't stop, the battery down. Ta 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 ta, gotta charge it back up. Ta 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 ta. You ain't got it. charge the battery. Battery down. I'm quoting all these scriptures and nothing happened. The battery down, man. I'm not going to quote no more. I'll be right back. Talk to all of my pastor, call to give him praise, you see, and worship him. Then go back and say it again. Look, listen. Who Jesus? That's right. Hallelujah. Who Jesus? Everybody say, who Jesus? Hallelujah. Now, this is coming up in my spirit. If you do not know how to hear his voice, you have no voice. You can quote scriptures. You can quote all the scriptures you want. You ain't got no voice because that scripture do not belong to you. See, hearing is spiritual. Hearing is not on paper. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any idea how much you've grown tonight?
Yes.
I know I have. I've grown, man. You understand what the Lord's saying to you now? Huh? You know what's going to happen to you in your prayer time? Huh? Your voice going to increase. Expect it to increase. I'm going to finish reading this at least. You can remain standing if you want. I don't care. I'm going to be in a moment, a few more minutes. All right. I'm going to finish reading this because this is so powerful. Verse 8 says, Philip said unto him, sure, the Father, and it's sufficient to us. You're looking at him. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, yet hast thou not known me, Philip? I'm the Father. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not, watch this now, verse 10, that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Who else can say this? Anybody else in here can say that? You scared? I'm in the Father and the Father in me. When you see me, you have seen the Father. When I'm walking in revelation knowledge, when I'm walking in this anointing, when I'm walking with the blood on me, when I'm walking with them rivers of waters coming out of me, you have seen the Father. I am his representative. I am his ambassador. I am his priest. I am his son. I'm here to handle business on his behalf. Don't look at me just as a little church goer. I ain't no church goer. I got power. I got an assignment. Same assignment that Jesus had. Turn hell to heaven. When a person going through hell, you turn it to heaven. Y'all been held back too long from the pulpit. Like just a pulpit can do this. No, I'm going to teach y'all from Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. I'm going to teach y'all real soon. I'm just building you up to it. So you'll know that every joint supply. You got power. You rev. You act in reverence to God. You rev. You the priest. Yeah, some of us got a calling to be up here, but you got a calling too. You got an anointing. Yes. The devil know who you are. Yes. Verse 10, believe thou that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? Question, the words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me? Oh my goodness, look at it. He doeth the work. There's a revelation there. There's a revelation there. How is the work done? Huh? How you do it though? Speak it. The word in you. Jesus did his work by the word. The man said in Matthew 8:8, speak the word on it, and my servant will be healed. All Jesus was doing is the sword of the Spirit, the same sword you got. But unless it get in you, see, speaking it and repeating it is two different things. You heard that, John? And I believe there's a lot of repeating going on. God said in his word, Pastor said, what you saying? See, there's a lot of repeating. And you got to stay there until that word becomes spirit and life in you. And then you speak it. And things start happening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, believe not, verse 10, believe thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Ask him again. Else believe me for the very work's sake.
Yeah.
Then he says this. Verily, verily. Verse 12, in case you're lost. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And see now, but to do that, you're going to have to know what Jesus knew. The Father dwelleth in me. With all my ugly ways. Because you got some. But he dwelleth in me. He made provision for my ugly way.
Yes.
Let me see, can I spell it? R-E-P-E-N-T.
Yes, sir.
Repent.
Yes, sir.
Another word he made for my ugly ways is C-O-N-V-I-C-T-I-O-N.
Yes, sir.
Conviction.
Yes, sir.
Conviction, repent. And it's as if I never did anything. God has given us, oh, I want to shout. God has given us a divine eraser. He knew our soul and our flesh was going to give us problem because they don't have his divine nature. And he knew we got to put up with him while we're here. So he showed us how to handle them. There's no condemnation. Them who walk in Christ Jesus, not after the flesh. The Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life, have made me free. Romans 8:2, from the law of sin and death. I'll take up something. Lift your hand and praise God. Okay. I just got to stop. I'm overloaded with information. I just got to stop. Praise, come on, I'm going to stop. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We'll take it up. We'll take it up. We'll take it up.